More breaking news now. The Departments of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment has rejected the Turkish-led car powership application for environmental permits. So according to a tweet from Amabungani, without these critical permits, car powerships projects cannot go ahead, and this effectively sinks that 225 billion rand project. So car powership was a major winner in that 2,000 megawatt government emergency power tender designed to help ease crippling electricity outages. Three of its floating natural gas power stations were selected among preferred bidders in March. But since then, that tender has been challenged in court by a company that lost out, by environmental activists who've expressed opposition as well. So let's speak now to Albie Modise, who is the spokesperson at the Department of Environmental Affairs. Albie, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. What led to this decision, and what has the department decided?
Mandy, good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. Indeed, the department has taken a decision to not offer or to grant or not to offer authorization for the development of gas to power via powerships, as was proposed by Car Powership. The competent authority in the department took this decision after looking at a number of factors. With all the information that was presented to the competent authority, it was felt that all three applications in question, that is the application for the project in Richards Bay, the project in Muha, as well as the project in Saldanha, that all those three applications in question should be refused the authorization, lastly because of a number of reasons. Firstly, let me emphasize this, Mandy, that when we take EIA decisions, we take decisions based on a wide range of reasons. Firstly, it must be in an ecologically sound fashion. Secondly, we understand the fact that they're going to play an economic role in terms of energy. But when all of those things happen, we need to be assured that the environment would not be harmed in any way. And when you looked at the applications that are presented by Car Powership, we found that, among other things, the minimum requirements, specifically around public participation, were not met. It's important that when you take a decision, the public is taken on board, and the decision that when it's granted, is granted with all of the members of the public having been engaged extensively. Also, the potential impact of the environment as well as the socioeconomic conditions could not be properly evaluated in terms of the application that was presented to us. And therefore, we couldn't take a cogent decision that we would be willing to live with over the next few years. And we don't think that we were given that information that we needed. But also the effect of activities on the environment could not be adequately presented to us in terms of how the impact of the noise generation was going to be. And we believe that those things were not fully investigated. And for us, if we don't have all of those facts presented, it makes it difficult for us to say, indeed, Car Powership project will have no impact or little impact at all to the environment. And we don't think that those boxes were ticked.
Albie, thank you so much for explaining all of that. I just wanted to check. I understand from your statement that the decision can be appealed. Is that correct?
In terms of the process, the department takes a decision, and if the party feels that the decision was harsh, they have an opportunity to lodge an appeal, yes, within the next 20 days from the date from which notification was made available to them. And in that instance, the appeal administrator will be the one to listen to the case in case there's a general feeling that the decision was harsh and unwarranted.
Albie, thank you so much for that clarity. Albie Modise is the spokesperson at the Department of Environmental Affairs. So big breaking news for those of you who have been following this car powership deal. The Department of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment has rejected car powership's application for environmental permits. So now, as I understand it from Amabungani, the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy will have to decide whether or not to call up that 183 million rand bid guarantee that car powership was required to put up as a promise that its bid for the procurement program was compliant. And now also the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy is going to have to find more power, because car powership's three projects made up 1,220 megawatts of the 2,000 megawatt risk mitigation IPP program. So we have that problem again of where to find more power, but many people who have been advocating and activists who have been opposed to the car powership project will be applauding this decision.